This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, modesty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Appropriate modesty is a morality encouraged by religion. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, "May Allah bestows His mercy on him who is modest to the Lord, and he must be who keeps both his mind and stomach safe from sin, who remembers his being worn out in his grave, and he who reminds himself of being raised in the hereafter." Modesty is of two kinds, the Prophet of Allah says, the modesty of wisdom, which brings knowledge, and the modesty of foolishness, which brings ignorance. Modesty sometimes results in ignorance. That type of modesty must be avoided. For example, if you have a question in mind and you don't ask it from a knowledgeable person, this modesty will result in ignorance. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, said, "Impudence is the head of all evils. Impudence is the opposite of modesty and must be avoided by the believers. Modesty is a trait that if one carries it with themselves, they are respected in both the worlds. It's not just about the hereafter. Even in this world, people who are modest, they deserve that respect and they receive that respect from their surroundings, from their friends, from their companions. So modesty is a trait in the Islamic moral system and ethical system of Islam, which is incumbent not just on women, but men also. If you're modest, you will get the reward of it. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of modesty, and Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, has said, "A believer does not do any good thing to be seen, nor does he give it up for modesty." So apparently there are two extremes. One is that you perform something, so you're showing it off. And then there's another time that out of modesty, you refrain from doing a good act that you're able to do. You know, sometimes we don't do a good thing thinking that we are being modest. This is the wrong understanding of the concept of modesty. In Islam, you know, modesty is not defined like this. And at times we waste our good actions because we do it to show off. The fine line has to be considered very carefully. The fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, said, "Modesty and faith are tied up together. They are always to be found together." Similarly, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, has said, "Modesty is a sign of faith, and faith takes you to paradise. There is no faith for him who has no modesty. The head of morality is modesty. Do not abstain from learning because of modesty." And lastly, Imam Musa al-Qasim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, has said, "Surely Allah has forbidden paradise to him who is impudent and abusive, who has no modesty, who cares neither about what he says nor about what is said on him." So brothers and sisters, remember, modesty is a very important moral trait in Islam, and it is something which decorates a mu'min and a believer.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.